You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Football fans, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for your fantasy draft this season. Featuring Wi-Fi, even private rooms, food and drink specials are available. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Everyone makes mistakes, but how many of them actually make you money? So if your network isn't working for you, come home to Verizon and get $300 when you trade in your smartphone and buy a new one. Click the banner to learn more. Verizon, come home to a better network. New device payment activation and port-in required. $300 offer equals $100 bill credit plus $200 trade-in credit applied to smartphone purchase with remaining balance applied as bill credit. Bill credit applied within 2 to 3 billing cycles. Trade-in must be in good working condition. Subject to VZW agreements, calling plan, and credit approval.
MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer are teaming up. Now, when you use your MasterCard to dine out and pay for a meal of $10 or more, MasterCard will donate to Stand Up To Cancer up to $4 million, one precious cent at a time. So call up your friends and start making dinner plans. Because friends who sit together, stand together. MasterCard and Stand Up To Cancer. Priceless. For more information, go to priceless.com/causes.
Applies to qualifying restaurant purchases made with U.S. MasterCards. PIN transactions ineligible. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Buying car batteries is a lot like buying a pair of jeans. You gotta make sure they fit just right. Whether you need a battery that's ruggedly dependable, has more amps for accessories, or boasts the latest technology, AutoZone is your battery headquarters. As for the jeans, just remember, too tight ain't right.
Get Duralast batteries for dependable power that's proven tough in the most extreme conditions. Duralast is available only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
As Bears training camp continues, keep it locked on the Score to hear your favorite shows, live training camp reports, Bears experts, players, coaches, and more right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Kyle Schwarber will not be in the starting lineup tonight when the Cubs take on the Pirates at PNC Park. David Ross will be behind the plate and Chris DeNorfia gets the start in left field. But manager Joe Maddon says he doesn't need the DH in the National League in order to get Schwarber some playing time.
I would hope not. I don't know anything about that. Honestly, I don't. I would hope that it doesn't happen that way. I really like the National League game a lot, not a little bit. And furthermore, he's turning into a pretty good catcher. He's going to be a good catcher. Give another year or two, he's going to be pretty accomplished back there.
You can hear more from Joe Maddon at SpieglandGolf.com. Jake Arrieta and J.A. Happ face off tonight at 6:05. White Sox, meanwhile, have lost 4 of their last 5 games and 7 of their last 8 at U.S. Cellular Field. Sox and Rays play game 2 of a 3-game set tonight. Chris Sale takes on Chris Archer. Pregame starts at 6:35. And Dave Dombrowski has resigned as president and GM of the Detroit Tigers. Al Avila will take over Dombrowski's role. Rumors already starting to swirl that Dombrowski could be headed to Toronto or Boston. Bears had the day off in Bourbonnais before resuming practice tomorrow, but there's plenty going on around the NFL. Texans running back Arian Foster injured his groin today. He now needs surgery. He'll be out for a while, but could still return this season. And the Eagles are reportedly trying to sign quarterback Sam Bradford to a short-term contract extension. Bradford still has 1 year left on his contract. And in college football, analyst Craig James is suing Fox Sports for religious discrimination, saying he was fired for expressing his views on gay marriage during his Senate run in 2012. In soccer, Bayern Munich beat AC Milan Milan 3-0, and Real Madrid beat Tottenham 2-0 in the Audi Cup. Bayern and Real Madrid face off in the final tomorrow. This scoreboard update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for football coverage. And foursomes are on sale now for the Scores Charity Golf Outing, presented by the Dan Wolf Automotive Group, taking place on Monday at Seven Bridges Golf Club in Woodridge. All golf proceeds will benefit the Turning Point Autism Foundation. For more information, call 312-729-3944 or visit 670thescore.com/charitygolf. Brought to you by Zing Zang, the official Bloody Mary mix of the Scores Charity Golf Outing. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Rays on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, call 888-GO-PURPLE.
Boars and Bernstein.
Alshon Jeffries.
Chicago Sports Radio, 670.
Alshon Jeffries good. Man, John Fox, he doesn't know names, he's got other things wrong, it's just a lot of fun. Hey, if you want to know a 3-13 team, you want a 3-13 team, aside from what you believe the Bears are going to be?
Yes.
Niners.
That's about right.
3-13.
That's about right, yes. Mm-hmm. So you were mentioning Craig James before, now that he's filing suit for religious discrimination.
All I know is this guy survived a long time, and he's crazier than a damn loon, and nobody knew it.
We predicted it. Remember, we predicted that the last refuge of the scoundrel would be some sort of religious ministry,
yes,
because he's tried every correct sort of get-rich-quick thing. It's like, well, I'm just going to run for office. I'm going to solicit donations, and then he got a bunch of donations. People wanted their money back, and nobody knows what happened to the money, and
got no damn money.
And now, apparently, due to what he has said, is he's run for office, and how now these beliefs that he has espoused are the kind of thing where if you're going to be a proud bigot, you can't complain when people say, look, that would be an HR issue. That now runs afoul of this particular private business's stated code of operations, that you can't think that about people and be in these hallways. You can do it. You can try to get elected. You can have those beliefs. But if you want to be a proud bigot, it doesn't entitle you to employment.
Yeah. For example, he believes homosexuality is a choice.
Well, not just that. It goes beyond that.
No, I know. I just said example. I'm not going to give you the whole chapter and verse of the thing, but that's, well, you know, that's something he's been on record with.
You have to make that choice, but they're going to have to answer to the Lord for their actions. We should not give benefits to those civil unions. Our moral fiber is sliding down a slope that's going to be hard to stop if we don't stand up with leaders who don't go ride in gay parades. I can assure you, I will never ride in a gay parade.
Brain injury.
Leaders, our kids out there, people need to see examples. Okay.
Something.
You're not entitled to employment if you want to be a bigot.
Something, I think something hit him in the head, and now it's just starting to catch up with him because he's
and
bizarre.
No broadcast entity is going to allow you to use a broadcast position to try to run for office.
No. All I know is he was a very successful college broadcaster for a long time, with not a hint of any of this crap, right? Until his son, right? With Leach.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was off the rails, and it's remained off the rails, and now he's in the gully.
Says he feared for the security of himself. How about his security?
Yeah.
Business associates began questioning him about whether he was fit to do business with. Mm-hmm. Business opportunities evaporated. James lost friends, business relationships, and numerous business opportunities as a result of Fox Sports' actions. No, it's a result of what he said he thinks.
Yeah, it's not a result of Fox.
Is that a result of him being fired? They're both a result of him proving that he's an asshat. And we predicted it. We said that he would eventually become some sort of minister, but now he's
on it from the very beginning of the downfall.
So now the only type of broadcasting welcoming James is religious broadcasting relating to marriage and family issues. He accepted a position with a conservative family-oriented group where he interviews people and covers news and topics related to marriage and family issues, which is obviously a euphemism, a way of saying gay bashing. He's now a professional gay basher. Yes. Good luck. Larry in Crete, you're on the score.
Larry?
It's a bad phone day, isn't it? Larry, are you there?
It is a bad phone day. Hello?
Larry!
Give him a hub. Hello? Nothing.
You know what? What? Seriously, what's going on today?
Hello.
Not there.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, the guys that we want to not be there are there, are and there. Then the guys we go to, it's probably better off we didn't hear from. There's probably something stupid he was going to say too.
Okay, well, that's certainly an optimistic outlook, too. Well, he's just been a stupid caller anyway.
Probably, though, right? You've been listening to this show for how many years?
I don't know. Three? Three out of a long time isn't bad, is it? And I was actually, I don't know. What do you want to talk? What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Probably moral fiber of
grief. Well, I need moral fiber.
Moral fiber? In the morning. I invented moral fiber.
I got it in the morning, babe.
That's what I need. My opponent, Homer Stokes.
I need moral fiber.
Well, it helps. It helps keep that. You regular, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh Lord! But anyway, all I know is that this thing, very successful for a long time in broadcasting. He held sway for a number of years, and nobody knew a damn thing about him. There was nothing a story about him. There was nothing about him. And if there's a story, it's very favorable, just talking about his knowledge of college and all that. But nothing indicated that this break would happen. That something. I don't know if he's always felt this way, he's got a brain injury or what, but ever since his kid with the Mike Leach thing, it's been a really
It was a meltdown.
Yeah. And I you know, anybody that plays football, I just wonder about. I mean, he sounds like there's something wrong, and there probably isn't. But when you talk that way, generally people say, is there something wrong with
you? See, that's the other issue that we're going to have for anybody paying attention when it comes to the issue of discrimination, that the test case would be, would you ever hire somebody who played football as your lawyer? Would you ever hire somebody who played football, especially somebody who's maybe in middle age or approaching middle age? Would you ever hire that person to look after your money? You know, I saw this thing about how Wayne Krabet is a financial advisor.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Anybody who hires Wayne Krabet to handle their money is an idiot.
That's not a good idea, I don't think.
Has it 15 concussions and played in the NFL? I mean, there's. It's like, would you hire an ex-boxer to look after your finances? Of course you wouldn't. But is that discriminatory? I don't know. I just know that common sense would indicate you would want to ask those questions of people before you put them in charge of having to advise you on some of these things.
Yeah.
How about a doctor? How about a surgeon?
No. I would not.
And wasn't the Bears' Stephon Humphreys, didn't he become a doctor?
I think he did.
And while there's probably, you know, there's probably a 99% chance that everything's fine, it's knowing what we know, would you take, what's a reasonable risk? See, because that stuff with Craig James, you have to think, maybe there's something that's just, with it, once it starts to go, it goes a little faster in a guy who's knocked his head around, especially a running back. Not sure.
That's what I think. I mean, I could be completely wrong. We both could be jumping some false conclusion here, but watching a guy spiral like this, out of control and down after so many years of being, you know, steady, rock solid, doing his job. Nobody knew anything about him. Loved his SMU days, even though they were cheating when he was, and all the other stuff. You didn't know that he was out of his damn full mind.
There's a thought on the Bears stuff here from Stonecutter. It says 3-13 would be great for the Bears because at worst you're picking third.